Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, since the COVID shift to casual, has our footwear changed? And what impact has a switch to runners and trainers away from shoes had on our feet? Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by Mary Moore, member of Podiatry Ireland. And if you have any foot-related questions you want to put to Mary, she'll do her best to field as many queries as possible. WhatsApp us on 0870 32 32 32 or text us on 51551. I'm not sure that foot picks are necessarily going to be something we can process. So keep your queries in text. So, Mary, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for
what have you noticed since COVID?
So what I've noticed in my practice since COVID is that nowadays, very few people are actually wearing shoes. You know, everyone prefers to wear runners, whether they be fashion runners, whether they be runners to run in or hike in. So many people now are working hybridly or working from home and don't have to wear an office shoe. And definitely it's been, it's well known for a long time that at weddings, every woman brings a second pair of shoes, some little pumps or something that's easier on their feet. So there's a big shift in what people wear on their feet. A lot of it is for the better, but there's still, it's really important that people make sure that the two F's, as I say, that the fit of the shoe is good and that it's fit for purpose.
Okay, so we're not, you know, the shift away from maybe office heels or leather shoes haven't solved all the problems. You're still seeing issues. What are
Absolutely.
You seeing?
So, well, with around the fit of the runner or a fit of any shoe, if the runner is too small, too narrow, that'll increase the risk of bunions, increase the risk of hammer toes, increase the risk of pressure, a condition called Morton's neuroma.
What is
which
that?
Is extreme. It can be very painful. It's when the ball of the foot is compressed, often because a shoe is too narrow or the wrong fit, and it's compresses the nerve and the nerve thickens. We have these little small nerves between our metatarsal bones, and it causes like pins and needles, numbness, pain, and stops people running or walking or playing tennis or playing their sports with comfort.
Right.
And so they come to the podiatrist looking for help.
And can you help?
Absolutely. There's lots of things we can do, lots of foot exercises. Obviously, the very first thing, changing the footwear if it's too narrow or ill-fitting. Often we make insoles, orthotics they're called, that have lifts to spread. Often we can look inside the foot with an ultrasound to properly diagnose. And in the case where it's beyond what we can do, we're very good at referring to our orthopaedic colleagues if surgery is required. We're the great first line to kind of diagnose the condition.
Okay, there may be people out there who have never even considered why their feet are hurting. So
Absolutely.
What does a bunion look like and what does a hammer toe look like in case there's anyone sitting at home wondering what these things are?
Yeah, so a bunion is kind of a common name, the kind of medical term as such is hallux abducto valgus. So basically it's an extra bone or formation of bone on the big toe at the side of it. And it causes the toe itself to lean over in one direction and then the bone behind it, the metatarsal, to go in the opposite direction. And then you have this extra additional bone and that can cause clearly pain because it makes your foot wider. The joint can become stiff or it means that other parts of the foot have to work differently. And you often then, with that lovely condition, can get a painful second toe, often a hammer toe, as the big toe goes over. But not everybody with these things will have pain, but they can be very painful.
And what is that caused, you know, oftentimes by shoes?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it's genetics. Sometimes it's an underlying medical condition that may be bringing it on. But very often it's footwear. Footwear will, like I have often had patients who've been to a wedding, been dancing all night, suddenly next week their foot's sore and it is that the shoe that they wore was ill-fitting and brought on a bunion. Like it creates this remodeling of bone and yeah, it can be very, very sore. And again, luckily, there's lots of things podiatrists can do to help because surgery is very effective at making the bone straight. But not everybody wants to you know, progress
Absolutely,
with
yeah.
breaking bones. So again, the first thing we always look at is changing or improving the footwear, modifying it, helping with orthotics, strengthening, conditioning of their foot muscles. That's a big thing now these days, where people want to have not just, you know, that the shoe is clearly very important, but that their foot is strong enough for their walking, for their sports, for the activities that they're doing, the foot, the ankle, the calf muscles. So these are all things we can help with.
Okay, let's go to the listeners here and we'll see what they have to say. Text into 51551. My toenails grow into the sides of my toes, particularly my big toe and the toe beside it. What way should I cut or file these, or should I get them seen to, asks Jane.
Yeah, well, clearly if the pain is very severe and if you suspect there's an infection, inflammation, soreness, you know, do go to your podiatrist first. But if you don't have those symptoms and it's sore just a little bit when you press on it, obviously a very good nail trimmer, like a little nail nipper, as we call it. So you want to
cut the one that looks like a little sharp pliers.
It has a little kind of curve. They can be helpful.
All right.
You know, you can get them in pharmacies. So you want to kind of, you want to be able to cut the nail evenly. So if someone's like in this lady, I don't know, or man, I don't know if they're diabetic. If they're diabetic, they should be very careful about doing any of this themselves. It'd be better to see a podiatrist. But a nail file is useful to use just to make it that there's no spicules, no spikes, and that the sock is fitting well. But if they're not like agile enough to get down, and if they're not confident, because often accidentally people will leave little spicules,
right,
little bits, and they then start hitting into the skin, and that causes an infection and causes a lot of pain. So if the person's not confident, the first thing is to go and see their podiatrist, because their local podiatrist will be able to educate and teach them the best way to do it. But as a rule of thumb or nail, toenail, a gentle curve is probably best.
All right. A text here from Trina. I suspect she wants a particular answer to this, but I'll read it out anyway. I have plantar fasciitis. Are fashion runners a no-no? Very sore feet in the morning.
Yeah, so plantar fasciitis is a condition don't worry, yeah, it's so common. It's the most common foot condition we see. It's severe pain in the heel or around the heel, sometimes extending up onto the sole of the foot. So yes, fashion runners, if they're very flat like Converse, or sorry for the brand name, but yeah, any that's a very flat runner, I would say is a no-no. This lady would need to do lots of stretching for her calves in the morning time. If it's very painful, not to be barefoot at all until the pain settles. There's lots of great ways to improve the strength of the foot. But yeah, really, now some of the fashion runners have improved, but so many of them are, they might have a thick sole, but they're very flat inside. So again, if she goes to her local podiatrist, I actually like New Balance runners at the moment are quite good.
Okay.
And Asics, you know, so there's a lot of the running runners that people are wearing to run are great for walking in and are crossing over into the fashion world. So that gives us a lot more choice, which is great.
Okay. And can that be mitigated at all? If you have orthotics,
yeah,
you know, generally, can you put them in a fashion runner and turn it into a more acceptable
podiatrists
shoe?
Podiatrists are really good at understanding how much space there's available and, you know, the architecture of the foot with the shoe and making sure that it marries well with an insole. So there are, yeah, slimmer orthotics that can be worn inside. The first thing is with your runners is to see, can the liner be removed?
Okay.
And that will give you more kind of space to put anything else inside. But yeah, her local podiatrist will be very well trained to help her with that. But it's so common. There's lots of really good information out there about how to help plantar fasciitis, but the stretching, no barefoot, avoid flat shoes flat runners is a good starting point.
Okay, I'm nearly worn out before I read this one. I'm walking 130 kilometres of the Portuguese Camino next month, and I've a bunion on the outer left of the big toe and a corn callus on the baby toe opposite. What can I do to relieve pain and pressure, asks Bernie in Tip.
Well, the very first thing is to make sure if she's wearing like hiking shoes or that they're accommodating enough. And she might want to around the bunion that it's somewhat softer, not like a hard leather. If clearly she wouldn't want to be just suddenly wearing new, you know, hiking shoes, she should have some practice in those to know that they're comfortable. Really good quality socks. And then when she's not walking, to get out of the footwear and to be in good sandals to give her feet a rest. Right.
And like, when you say good quality socks, what kind of materials are you talking about? So cotton
mixed,
socks?
No, so bamboo cotton is very nice, but like mixed fiber socks are good. There's online, you can get a lot of really good sports socks. 1,000 mile socks are very good. For her little toe, if she has a corn, she should go to her local podiatrist and get that corn removed.
Get that looked at before the walk.
Yeah, because it'll only just get worse with more walking. And then her local podiatrist will be able to take that out. If the area needs a little extra dressing, we'll probably be able to supply that. There are some socks that some of my patients like who get corns in between their toes. They're socks like gloves. So they're like finger socks.
All right.
And they can be very good at relieving pain if the corn is between the toes or on the outside. So there's all kinds of additions that can help with relieving it for the shoe and the sock to work well if you're doing a lot, of walking.
Is it worth getting feet measured, kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely not to buy any footwear online if possible. I really don't recommend it because there's such variation. And one brand will be different from another. Within the brand, there'll be different sizing. So to go and get your feet measured in a really good good hiking shops, always make sure you're standing up, not sitting down. To do it in the middle of the day when the foot is at kind of its optimum amount of, some feet will be very swollen in the morning and then improve as the day goes on. So kind of the middle of the day is a good time.
Don't measure it sitting down, because that's often the case, isn't it? People are sitting down on a low stool and then they get their foot measured.
Yeah, but then when you stand, that's when maybe the toes elongate or the foot widens. So when you're sitting, there's not that much pressure on your feet, so you can have a very different foot shape. And then they have to walk up and down in the store to get a sense of how it feels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another one. My feet are hot and sweaty all year round. What can I do to help? Recurring athlete's foot between the toes as a result. Same thing wearing sandals or runners.
Yeah.
This is asked Louise on WhatsApp there.
Yeah. And they can be really not just painful, but very, irritating. So she may have a condition also called hyperhidrosis if she's getting this recurring infection, where she may have more pores, more sweat pores in her feet. So there are some good products, if that is the case, to try and improve the climate of her skin and her feet. So Anhydrol Forte is a very good one. But if she's not sure if she's in that category, she should see her podiatrist first. Anhydrol Forte is over the counter, so it's not a prescription thing. But if she's unclear, that nervous about trying anything new, powders are great. Like any of the antifungal powders, often some of the
seawater.
Well, the sea is great for everything. But the only thing about the sea is that you have to dry your feet afterwards.
Right.
Sometimes in these little rock pools, there can be fungi and all kinds in there. So you have to make sure to dry your feet well in between your toes in particularly.
All right. So if you're going to the beach, you can use antifungal powder to help get the sand off as well. So it's win-win. My son, who's 14, suffers from severe pain in his Achilles and up into his calves after sports, says John. Anything that might be?
Yeah, so it could indeed be an Achilles tendon issue. So footwear would be the first thing, depending what the sport is and what the ground is like. So if that child or teenager is playing a rugby or a football sport, those football boots are often very flat and the ground can be hard, and those two things can potentially irritate the tendon. Also, with tendons, it's the amount of loading. So perhaps that 14-year-old has been doing a lot. So making sure that they stretch well, making sure they get plenty of sleep, good nutrition, and there's not consecutive days of sport. So tendons need time to recover.
Okay.
It could be the shape of the person's teenager's foot. So again, to attend their local podiatrist to get an assessment, it's called a biomechanical assessment, to see is the foot posture having an indication, or is it that very much the teenager needs just help with a little bit more education and strengthening of their Achilles.
Right. Okay, Mary Moore, podiatrist, thanks very much for joining us on that very informative stuff. We had a load more queries and other stuff, but unfortunately, time is against us. Thanks very much for that. Now, coming up later in the programme, as extreme temperatures break records across Europe, we'll hear from the hotspots. More workers are at work. That's coming up next, but working fewer hours. So what else does a new report on productivity tell us?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.